let's begin again.
Trust in Him and not our feelings. Let's leave the lies behind.
Today's Marriage Minute is entitled, Love is Not Easily Angered. Our verse of scripture comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. You know, anger is not in itself a bad thing. In fact, Jesus was angry at the temple when he turned the tables of the money changers over, remember? Yet we know he was without sin. Scripture actually says, be angry and sin not. So anger isn't the problem in itself. It's the object and expression of that anger that often gets us into trouble. If we are easily angered, the problem may be that we aren't just a person who gets angry, but maybe we're an angry person. There's a big difference. An angry person is one who is filled with anger because of some perceived injustice, which they believe in their hearts was perpetrated on them sometimes years ago. Because they have not been able to resolve that sense of injustice, they carry it with them, and it lurks just under the surface, waiting to be triggered by the slightest provocation. They believe in their hearts that they got a raw deal. These people become unapproachable and incapable of having a healthy, loving relationship. Love is not easily angered. If you are an angry person, you do not have the ability to love. It's impossible. If you want to love, you need to resolve the anger issue. Identify it, bring it into the light where the blood of Jesus is available to bring forgiveness, healing, cleansing, and new hope. Only then can you begin to receive God's love for yourself and then have it to give to others. Until then, you will remain an angry and an emotionally handicapped person. So a question we have today for dialogue is, are we easily angered? Am I approachable? Am I a person who gets angry, or am I an angry person? And a prayer for both of us. Lord, help us to resolve our anger issues so that we may be capable of having a loving relationship. Bring into the light any hidden source of anger so that we may be able to deal with it and move forward.
Today's Marriage Minute was brought to you by Marriage and Family Savers Institute. Visit them on the web at www.marriageandfamily.org.